Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A large turnout is expected at the public memorial today for Master Sergeant Nicole Amore in White Bear Lake. 39-year-old Amore was one of six U.S. soldiers killed in an Iranian drone attack March 1st in Kuwait. She leaves behind a husband and two children. Master Sergeant Amore will be laid to rest this afternoon during a private ceremony at Fort Snelling National Cemetery. Congresswoman Betty McCollum doesn't want to give the Trump administration an additional $200 billion for the war in Iran. The Minnesota Democrat is ranking member on the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee.
I'm very skeptical about flat out supporting it. I'll tell you why. We still haven't gotten a full spend plan on how the Pentagon is planning on spending the money that they have, billions of dollars, in the big, beautiful bill, as they called it.
McCollum says President Trump never consulted Congress before starting the, quote, unplanned war, and it has already costed a lot. Trump says the $200 billion they're requesting isn't just for the war in Iran. Legislation passed by the Senate Judiciary and Public Safety Committee would make impersonating a peace officer a felony in Minnesota. Senator John Hoffman of Champlin says he and his wife were nearly killed and his daughter had a gun pointed in her face
by an individual who looked like a police officer, had a vehicle that looked like a police vehicle, yelled, "This is police," had his license plate that said police on it, was wearing everything that you would think a police officer is. But you know what, Mr. Chair, he was not a police officer.
Hoffman says the current penalty for impersonating an officer is only a misdemeanor. And the pain at the gas pump continues in Minnesota. AAA reports the price for a gallon of regular unleaded is averaging $3.44 a gallon. 1 month ago, Minnesotans were paying $2.67. The University of Minnesota women's basketball team is in the Big Dance for the first time since 2018, hosting Green Bay this afternoon in a first-round game. Gopher guard Grace Gahulski says she grew up dreaming about playing in March Madness, and now she gets to do it for the first time.
You definitely watch it every year, and just you really want to be there. And so getting to do this in any terms of your college career is special, so I'm really excited.
The U of M says there are still a limited number of tickets remaining for the 5 p.m. tip-off at the barn. The winner moves on to face the survivor of the Ole Miss versus Gonzaga matchup this afternoon at the barn. And the Minnesota Wild fell to the Chicago Blackhawks 2-1 last night at Grand Casino Arena. Nico Sturm scored Minnesota's lone goal. The Wild lost to Chicago for the first time at home in regulation since 2017. Forward Kirill Kaprizov missed his first game of the season with a lower body injury. This is MNN.